Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the conference call on the second quarter results of 2013 of DSM. Throughout today's presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode, and after the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To register for questions, you may dial star one at any time. If any participant has difficulty in hearing the conference, please press 00 on your push-button phone. I would like to turn the call over now to Mrs. Angelique Paulussen. Go ahead, please, ma'am.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Apologies for being slightly late. It was due to one of your colleagues who wanted to put us on camera and was late there. Welcome to this conference call on the second quarter results. Sitting here with me are Mr. Feike Sijbesma, CEO and Chairman of the Managing Board, and Mr. Rolf-Dieter Swaap, CFO and member of the Managing Board. Mr. Sijbesma will present some highlights of the results, and after that, he and Mr. Swaap will answer your questions. As a reminder, today's presentation can contain forward-looking statements. In that regard, I would like to point you to our disclaimer regarding forward-looking statements as published on our website and in our press releases. Feike, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Angelique. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining this call. Once again, sorry we're a little bit late. Welcome to this call on the results of second quarter of 2013. I will keep my opening comments, as Angelique said, very short to allow as much time for questions. With a total EBITDA of 345 million euros in the second quarter, we delivered a 19% profit increase versus the same period last year. Nutrition was up 28% versus second quarter 2012, driven by acquisitions and a 3% organic growth. The positive momentum we saw at the end of the first quarter continued into the second quarter. Nutrition, which is higher profits and healthy margins, is demonstrating the quality of its broad offering across the whole value chain. In Material Science, the other part of the portfolio, we continued to deliver a solid performance despite a negative caprolactam effect of 20 million and, of course, a challenging macroeconomic environment. Cash flow from operating activities was 231 million euros in the second quarter, above the same quarter last year, as well as above the first quarter this year. The core earnings per share in the second quarter of this year were up with 28% compared with the same quarter last year. We will pay an interim dividend of 0.50 per share. As usual, this represents one-third of the total dividend paid for the previous year. Our full-year outlook remains unchanged. You can find it in the full text in our press release. Overall, based on current economic assumptions, we expect to move towards our 2013 EBITDA target of 1.4 billion euro. Now, after this short introduction, I would like to open the line for questions. Operator.
Thank you, Mr. Sijbesma. Ladies and gentlemen, we will start the question and answer session now. To be registered for the question and answer queue, please press star one at any time. Your questions will be answered in the order that they are received. Star one for your questions or remarks. Go ahead, please. Today's first question is from Bart Koster, Dow Jones. Go ahead, please, sir.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for your availability. Just looking at the EBITDA developments of Pharma and Polymer Intermediates, I think there must be some concern for you. How do you deal with that, including your progression with the PIP program?
Yeah. You say must a concern. Let me elucidate on both. On Pharma, we expect a substantial profit increase this year. That does not mean that we are overall not yet satisfied, of course, with the total Pharma performance. Of course, we need to further improve that. You know our Pharma consists of two parts. One is strategically positioned into a joint venture with Sinochem in China, the antibiotics. The other part, we are looking for partnerships. Take always two to tango. In the meantime, we are working on improving at least our operational performance of Pharma, and we expect to do that also this year. On Polymer Intermediates, it is expected that our results are lower than last year due to the situation in Polymer Intermediates, especially the capacity which came on stream in China. We mentioned before that we will look to options and possibilities to reduce the exposure of capital extent to the free market. Part is being used captive, as you know, around 30%. The other part is sold to the emerging market, and we look for options to reduce that. So, yes, in both we have actions running, but we cannot say that it is a huge drawback on the company, of course, because the other clusters perform very well. Rolf, did you have something to add on that?
No, maybe one addition, maybe on pharma. Pharma looks a bit strange then when we say we expect a good improvement this year when the first half year is flat and the second quarter even below last year, but pharma happens to be always a bit lumpy in the quarters. There is not a normal pattern because of the incidentals of the production runs and the orders in the pharma contract manufacturing business. So it's very difficult to predict pharma if you don't know what is in the pipeline.
Okay, thank you. And Mr. Sieberma, can you please repeat what you said on looking for partnering for polymer intermediates?
I said we looked for options to reduce our exposure to the merchant market for caprolactam. As you know, 70% of our caprolactam is being sold to the merchant market and 30% is being used captive. That is the strategic reason why we end polymer intermediates. We use it for our engineering plastics in our performance materials cluster. But since we do not use all internally and even a large chunk is being sold to the merchant market, which is volatile, we realize that it's a cyclical part of our total portfolio, although it is with 10-15% a relative small part of the total portfolio, but it is a cyclical part of the portfolio. And we look for options to reduce that that exposure to the merchant market. And several options you can think of. We do not elucidate that further, and it takes always some time to implement that. You've seen that also in the past with other deals. Takes those kind of things to, or sometimes three to tango, whatever. So that is not being implemented overnight, of course.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Sarah Webb, Reuters. Go ahead, please.
Hello. I wondered why it is that you have kept your outlook the same, even though you have, rather your full year outlook the same, even though you've obviously done much better on the second quarter. Thanks. And also, if you could elaborate on what you think the options are for your caprolactam business. Thanks.
Goldita?
Yeah, caprolactam, we don't go in more detail, as Fike just explained. The options are so many, and it has a lot to do with the insights in the industry. So we do not go into further detail what the options are and what direction it might at the end take, because you never know until something is really done and completed.
The outlook for the year?
And the outlook for the year is unchanged, completely unchanged, moving towards 1.4 billion euro, which is a sizable step up, of course. Last year we finished with 1.109, so that is 300 million almost to add. Despite a negative effect from caprolactam, we already reported 65 million caprolactam effect negative in the first quarter, another 20 million now, so 85 million negative, so it is a sizable step up towards 1.4 billion. But the economy, of course, the environment doesn't really help a lot. But the good thing is the nutrition business is so strong now and is a large part of our profit, 70% roughly. And this, of course, is much less, if anything, dependent on economic developments. This is a much more stable and reliable and growing business than a materials business, which is dependent on economic improvements to a certain extent.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand. My question was, why haven't you lifted your outlook? Your outlook is the same, the forecast you've given is the same as what you gave in the first quarter, and obviously the second quarter is done much better. So my question was, why is it that you haven't given a better outlook?
I think, first, it is a sizable improvement. If you take the half-year results, we talk now 656 million euro EBITDA. So if you double that, we are still not quite there. So we do not see in the current environment, which potentially affects the materials business, a reason to uplift it. towards 1.4 billion, considering the negative effects from caprolactam, is a huge step, and that we first need to achieve. Now, we don't, of course, debate that the second quarter was a good quarter.
Thank you.
The next question is from Bart Meyer at Bay. Go ahead, please, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for your time. I was wondering if you could elaborate some more on the positive trends you see in nutrition from quarter one to quarter two, and if you can also say what that means looking forward for the rest of the year.
Well, as you have seen, the organic sales growth was 3% compared with last year. And that's, I think, good and important news. We see that saw that the momentum we already got in this first quarter of further organic growth continued in this this second quarter. Nutrition has a good EBITDA profitability. We always said we want to have it in a range of 23%, and I think Dave, we are 22% at this moment, so we are in the higher end of that that range. So profitability of nutrition is good, and the second part is that we need to grow then organically, and we show also this quarter that is picking up and doing well, a little bit better in the human health part and the animal health part, which is always with a little bit more up and down, but total growth, animal health and human health. Good future in terms of growth, in terms of profitability. And of course, the last part, we did a lot of acquisitions over the recent period, and we are integrating all of those. We are fully on track with all acquisitions. We talk about Ocean Nutrition, talk about Tutuba, Fortitec, and there's a lot of synergy to be harvested, as we said, and we are executing that at this moment. So I think good performance in nutrition.
You know, maybe to add, is quarter two is the first quarter where we consolidate Tortuga, because the acquisition closed beginning of April. That contributed for the first time, and it had a very good start.
But on the organic growth, do you expect to maintain or even expand this organic growth in the coming quarters?
We said we want to focus on organic growth 2% above global GDP. Global GDP is growing with 2.5%, and you talk about 4% plus. We are 3%. In that direction, we want to grow our nutrition business.
And on acquisitions, are you still looking for acquisitions, or what?
Yeah, we said this year will be maybe some smaller acquisitions, but we are not looking at this moment to bigger acquisitions. This year we'll be having a focus on organic growth, as we said, especially nutrition, and glad that we demonstrate that. This year we'll be focused on operational performance in terms of our profit improvement program, also fully on track. This year we'll be focusing on integrating all the acquisitions and harvesting the synergy. This moment also on track. We do not exclude small acquisitions, but big acquisitions are not expected this year.
And can you also say something, where are you looking for these smaller acquisitions, in what part of your company or geographically?
Nutrition is always important, but of course also in material sciences, performance materials. You should not immediately expect those into polymer intermediates or pharma, obviously, but performance materials and nutrition are the main areas, and of course also in the innovation center, with our activities in biomedical, which is doing very well. Also the acquisition of last year of Genshinesh, fully on track. So also in the innovation center it could be. But once again, this year, no bigger acquisitions, operational performance, profit improvement, acquisitions, and organic growth.
But also, for example, in Q2, capacities that we did a few small acquisitions, all in nutrition, two acquisitions in Asia completely, and one where we started to buy a stake in a company.
Yeah.
But they are all three of a smaller kind in nature.
Okay, thank you. Maybe one last question on the profit improvement program. You say it's fully on track, so no new steps to be taken there?
No, we have a program, obviously they can add more, but of 200, 250, more the upper end of the range towards 2015. We're on track of that, and that's the program we run at this moment.
Yeah, this year that will probably have a benefit already of about 120 million. So at the moment, I think we are busy with all these programs, and it's good that they are implemented in a good and thorough way so that also sustainability of these improvements is there.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Bart Koster, Dow Jones. Go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you once more. About nutrition, you're quite optimistic about it, and as I read in several notes from analysts, your main competitor, Bas F and Nutreco, are less optimistic. So how come you are so optimistic?
Yeah, I do not want to speak for them in first instance. But secondly, you cannot totally compare their portfolio with our portfolio. Nutreco is fully focused on animal health and has no activities in human health. And Nutreco has only a premix business and is not backward integrated into the straight vitamins and other products like we have. BASF is more active in certain of the straits, not the full range of the portfolio, certain parts of the straits, and is not forward integrated into the premixes. So both companies, you cannot compare with us. What we have, and I think we benefit from that, is a full range of products, of which in nutrition, the vitamins count for 40% of the portfolio. That's an important part, but it shows that for 60% our nutrition portfolio consists of other products like enzymes, like polyunsaturated fatty acids, etc., amongst others the products we acquired over the years. Secondly, we have a very deep portfolio next to broad deep. We are forward integrated into almost 60 premix factories globally, so we're very close to the customers. And we have a very broad global network where we sell our products with a strong customer intimacy. So I think our position is maybe slightly different than others. And we see that in nutrition, there's a lot of resilience, of course, towards economic fluctuations because we're very close to the consumer. And as long as there are people on this planet, and every day we get more people on this planet, and every day we get more people on this planet living in cities and starting to eat processed food. So our market is growing every year, and we supply that. So we look very positive towards nutrition and our position in that.
Okay, thank you. Were you in any way involved in the presentation of yesterday's hamburger?
No, we were not involved in the hamburger, and I said this morning also on CNBC, it will take quite a while before we eat out of a laboratory, so please count for the next decades we will still eat beef and chicken, etc., which comes from agriculture activities. But it shows that biotechnology in itself has a great future, and we embrace that. We embrace the bio-based economy, and we have a lot of biotech activities ourselves. But for the next decades, I expect still that we do not eat out of a laboratory.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, for any additional questions, please press star 1. So star 1 for your questions or remarks. Go ahead, please. Next question is from Andrew Noel, Bloomberg. Go ahead, please, sir.
Hi, good morning. It's Andrew from Bloomberg. I guess the first one is there's another sort of 20 million euro hit on Capro, and you know, does as these quarters go past, and you also sort of spoke of structural problems with capacity coming on stream elsewhere, is this making you more open to deeper, broader ideas with Capro, or? That's the first question. I've got a couple of others that I could come back to, if you don't mind.
Yeah. On caprolactam, we want to reduce the exposure of our caprolactam position to the merchant market. And that is what we said a few times, and the only thing I can repeat that. And the reason is that we have 70% to the free market, which is a little bit volatile, as you know, and 30% captive. So please, we need to repeat our statements we did before, and as Rolf Dieter said, we will not go into any options, but he will maybe...
Yeah, I just want to put a perspective to the 20 million, because the 20 million is versus quarter two last year. In quarter two last year, actually, the caprolactam market started to worsen. So versus the previous quarters, there's no substantial change.
Mm.
The real decline started basically in May last year. Then the caprolactam prices went down, the benzene prices went up. So I would guess for the moment that even for the next quarters we will not see these effects anymore. They will be so small, if anything, that we don't talk about it. It's really because the market declined a year ago, and quarter on quarter there's no substantial change.
Now basically, the market is already more or less as it is today from this
end of Q2.
Of Q2 last year.
Yeah.
So for almost the last 12 months, there's hardly any change into the caprolactam situation.
Yeah.
Right. But going forward with the capacity coming on stream, that'll change again, won't it?
We stick to our strategy and the 6 months over there.
Okay. And could you give me an update on the biosacinic situation? That's come on stream, is it, or it was due to, I believe?
This has started up in our factory in Italy.
Right. And what are the developments there? Is it, you know, in terms of orders and so on?
In terms of demand and in terms of interest, very good. Now, we need to realize it is still a relatively small factory, between 5 and 10 kT. But it's bigger in its size than everything else which we have seen in the world in biosacinics so far. And we have no problems selling this capacity. So at a certain moment, we will look further into biosacinic. Not today,
right.
But at a certain moment, we will look further into that because it's going well.
Right. So when you say you look into it, you've expansion. I guess you've got certain targets to meet.
Yeah, at a certain moment, expansion might be on the table. Let's first sell this capacity, but I do not see any problems selling this capacity of between 5 and 10 kT.
Mm.
I don't see a big issue there. But let's first do it. We just started it up, and then we take the next step.
All right. And just a couple of short ones. Did you have any fallout from the Chinese investigation into pricing in drugs? I just remember on one of the days your shares came off quite a lot, and it seemed to be off the back of the price fixing probe. And I wondered what the connection might be there.
Zero. We have nothing to do with this.
Right. Okay, and I've asked you this before too. I can't actually remember the answer. It's the pharma grade omega 3. We saw FMC purchase EPAX, and that gives them, a supply agreement with the Trig Pharma side. This was an area I believe you wanted to get into, and so any developments there?
This is a small niche part of the total omega-3, omega-6 market, this pharma-grade material. Of course, we look also into the developments in this field, what is happening, but it is a very specific, pharma niche into that total field. And we are overall, of course, more exposed to dietary supplements, infant formula, beverages, food in general, etc. That is our main market over there.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
For any additional questions, please press star 1. So star 1, go ahead, please.
If there are no more questions,
no further questions at the moment.
Okay, then I suggest that this concludes the conference call today. Thank you very much for your attention and your questions. And, of course, you know where to find us if you need anything else. And feel free to contact us. With that, I now hand back the call to the operator.
Now, maybe, actually, to summarize maybe a few more words, I think, ladies and gentlemen, good Q2 results, strong EBITDA increase, especially in nutrition, at 28%, organic growth, 3%, moving towards our target of 2% above GDP, as we discussed. Realized nutrition counts for about 70% total group EBITDA. As we discussed, integration of acquisitions and synergies on track. Material sciences, in view especially of the macroeconomic situation, solid performance, profit improvement program progressing well, 2013 operational performance is the focus, no major acquisitions, and no change to the full year outlook. Thank you, and over to the operator.
That really wraps up this call. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes the DSM conference call. Thank you for attending. You may disconnect your line now.